Recording in progress.
That's gone. Sweet. So tell me when you're ready. Thank you very much. Jory zooming in? Is Jory doing this?
Jory's not there.
Okay, is she ready? Okay. Good evening, everyone. Hi, Jory.
Maybe.
Nice red. Welcome to our Tuesday, February 14th, Valentine's TV special here on Yorkville City Council meeting. And per the governor's emergency order, we will allow Zoom participation. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all very much. I know we have Member Trans here will not be able to participate tonight, but we will go ahead with roll call, please.
Pope.
Here.
Transier is absent. Welcher?
Here.
Solny?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Mayor?
Here.
Tourulis?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. I have no amendments to the agenda, and I have no presentations. Staff has no presentations. So next we have the New Leaf Energy Solar Farm annexation public hearing. So what we're going to do is we're going to open this. If anyone's here who wants to count out tonight, we will allow that. But then we will continue the public hearing until March 28th per the petitioner's request. So I will open the public hearing for the New Leaf Energy Solar Farm annexation. Does anyone here in person wish to speak to the New Leaf Energy Solar Farm annexation agreement? Does anyone in Zoom wish to discuss this or comment on this? Hearing none, the public hearing is, we're not adjourning it, we're recessing it until March 28th. Thank you very much. Are there any citizen comments on items on the agenda? Anything on the agenda? Anyone in Zoom? We will continue. Thank you to the court recorder. You have a great Valentine's evening. Okay, thank you. We have in front of us the consent agenda consisting of minutes from January 10th and 24th, bills totaling $2,222,164.14, and EDC 2023-11 resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement for reciprocal building inspection services between the United States of Yorkville and Kendall County, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute. Is there a motion and a second?
Motion.
Second.
Heard Tourulis and Merrick. Roll call, please.
Hope.
Aye.
Loacher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tourulis.
Aye.
Bowling?
Aye.
Merritt?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, we have an appointment to the Fire and Police Commission, Bellum Wardrick. Is there a motion and a second?
Second.
Funkhauser and Soling, was it? Any discussion? Hello, welcome both of you. Thank you for coming. Roll call, please.
Loacher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tourulis?
Aye.
Bowling?
Aye.
Merritt?
Aye.
Hope?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Congratulations and thank you. We appreciate you and your esteemed husband's participation in the community.
Thank you.
Are you going out for dinner? Did you have court or something today?
I'm sorry?
He's all dressed up. You going out for dinner? Did you have court or something?
We're going out for dinner, Valentine's Day.
You going to Pepe's? I went there for lunch. So, well, thank you very much and congrats.
Well, thank you.
Mr. Koch was giving me a little bit of grief about this appointment. I'm just kidding you, Ken.
Can I get a picture?
Yeah, absolutely. With whom?
You and the chief.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant with Coke.
Okay?
Absolutely, it's fine.
I'm excited.
You want the whole family, why? Oh, yeah, well, look at me. Come on. It's not going to be that hard. My friend's got. Here, you're next to your family.
I don't know. Wait a second.
Great. Got to be
a
good one in there.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Why don't you get in here? Who wants to see Mark? Can you take a picture of the whole family?
Yes. Do you want a picture of Mr. John?
No. I got lots of those. You three.
Oh, us three. I thought you meant that you and the kids.
Oh, you three.
That's what you said. You got here.
Yeah. We like kids. We kids.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Awesome. Well, that went fantastic. Next. Public Works Committee. Do we have anything?
No report.
Economic Development Committee. I don't remember who that is now.
Me.
Oh, you.
No report.
Okay, thank you. Public Safety Committee. He's not here. Do we have anything from Public Safety?
No report.
Oh, there. Okay, no. Back. Perfect. Thank you. Admin Committee?
No report.
Park Board?
No report.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up, though.
Next week, I'll have a report.
Perfect. Planning and Zoning Commission?
No report.
Thank you. City Council? Anyone? City Clerk?
No report.
Community and Liaison Reports? None? Staff Report?
No reports.
Well, I'm going to ruin it with Mayor's Report continued.
Come on.
And there's a couple things on here that I want to discuss. Just to give you a heads up, but Bart, we'll let you go first.
Sure, we've got our building updates on there. You want to do a motion first?
Oh yeah, sorry. I'm looking for a motion to approve the change orders relating to 651 Prairie Point Drive, 10th set of change orders.
Second.
I heard Funkhauser as the second. And this includes Chris's recommendation of the floor improvement, correct?
Yes, it does.
Yep, perfect. So it'll be no maintenance then, right, on that? Nice. Well, I can't say in 100 years it won't be, but. Excellent. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Foley?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Clocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Anything else on either of the buildings?
No.
Okay. Do you have anything on the water? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Koch.
We have a tentative move-in. Time. We have a March move-in date tentatively scheduled. The exact date I won't communicate just yet because it hinges upon our delivery of some IT equipment necessary for running the servers in the new building, which won't ship until February 22nd. So if those get shipped out on February 22nd, you will immediately receive some communication from me with a tentative plan for a date. It'll be mid-March is what we're targeting. So not too far away. But if that piece of equipment doesn't ship out that day, which there's still no guarantee that it will, then we'll have to be a little bit more fluid with our timelines in March potentially. So,
and we will do an open house for the public.
For sure. Yeah, we're thinking open public house, ribbon cutting, probably a couple different public events. Yep.
Sorry. Anything else? Okay. Water, anything you have on the water?
We're meeting with staff, financial advisors, engineering consultants, sub-consultants to start to piece together the funding plan. So hopefully we'll have have something here in the next month that'll be a general overview of long-term debt restructuring folded into a budget proposal here in the next few weeks.
So on that note, just want to give you all a heads up. Last year, about this time, when we were talking about the water, one thing that you as a group communicate is we'd like to look at options other than increasing water rates. And I'll state this, and I've said it all along, there's no way we can get around increasing water rates. That's a given. But there are things we can do to perhaps offset some of those increases. And one of the items we're going to have some discussion on budget is what's considered a place of eating tax. It would be a tax on, you know, when you go out to a restaurant, you get takeout food. It's not groceries at the grocery store, but if you went to the grocery store and got a pre-made sandwich, that would probably qualify. But restaurants, bars, that type of thing typically. And a 1%, and again, we could talk about 1, 1.5%, whatever. It's just going to be on the table for discussion. A 1% place of eating tax, Rob estimates, would take in about $670,000, and is our restaurant base and population grows, that number should grow as well. And just to give an idea, that equates to about maybe an 18% increase in water rates. Is that roughly right, Rob?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. I mean, it's not exact, but just, it's, again, we're not saying we need to do it, but it's something that you all asked us to look at different options. I know Oswego, for example, they have the transfer tax. We can't do that. There's two things. One is we're not home rule, and even if we're home rule, we'd still have to do it via referendum. So that's not one we can do at this time, but those are a couple ideas we've talked about. So I just want you all to know that's going to be in there for discussion at budget time, and just want to give you a heads up on that. So I'll answer any questions, or we can wait till budget. I'm not looking for a decision tonight, but I just want to throw it out because that's something different that we've never done before. So I have nothing else on the water update. Additional business? Citizen comments? Executive session? Thank you. That's pretty funny. And we appreciate that for Valentine's Day. No need for executive session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Do a roll call so we're happy.
Tarula?
Aye.
Foley?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Did I miss opening up, asking a question?
Well,
is that opportunity?
So, public comment is over. We don't do a give and take. So if you have a question, you could ask Bart afterwards. Public comment's not a give and take. So if you want to comment on something, that's what public comment's for. But if you ask questions, we don't typically respond at the public comment.
Okay, so is there an opportunity for me tonight to ask a question? Or would you just...
I'll have you speak to Bart after the meeting here.
Okay, because I was told that I would be able to. So, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, you can ask him a question. We just don't do a give and take here.
You want to withdraw the motion?
Yeah, I'll make
a motion. Okay, that's fine, but we're not going to answer the question.
That's right.
So, okay.
That's a lot of public comment.
Perfect.
Yeah, I don't care.
Come on up. Come on up, ask your question, and we'll get you an answer afterwards.
Okay.
Whether it's today or tomorrow, I don't know.
Come on up. You just stand.
Oh, to the podium.
Oh.
Yeah, and state your name for the record.
I would dress differently.
Oh, don't worry. You're not on camera.
My shirt.
We can turn the camera on if you'd like.
No, thanks.
Okay.
My name is Jeff Dolman. I'll try and make this as quick as I can. The reason I'm here tonight is regarding the existing or non-existent ordinance that addresses the maximum number of dogs that can be kept in a residence in Yorkville that is not governed by an HOA or has a landlord like apartment building. And I apologize if I don't use the right terms.
That's fine.
From what I could find out, researching online, asking questions from city officials, that there is no limit to the number of dogs that can be owned, kept, or harbored. However, in the ordinance that I did find online, there is mention of a maximum number of 2 dogs that can be boarded at one time. I'm here, I'd like to request an amendment, modification, or a new ordinance regarding an animal quantity limitation. In other words, limiting the number of dogs that can be owned, kept, or harbored in an individual residence. individual residence defined as both single-family dwellings and each individual dwelling within a multi-unit housing structure, for example, a duplex. I live in a duplex. It's two units, and we share a common wall. The common wall separates our living room and our kitchen. Both units are owner-occupied. I understand completely that sharing a common wall comes with some give and take. I understand that. That it's not like living in a single-family residence. I'm a dog owner, and I love dogs. I think almost everyone should have one or two. Maybe not Mr. Jensen, but most people. My neighbor owns two dogs. My neighbor fosters dogs and boards dogs. She's on Rover.com, which if you don't know, Rover.com offers boarding, dog walking, all kinds of services, daycare, etc. She's on Rover.com with pictures showing five dogs at her residence. There has been up to seven dogs on her property at any one time. Keeping in mind that this is a duplex. Duplex, typically the living space and the outside yard is smaller than a single private residence. So if you can imagine seven dogs in a duplex, I think you get the idea. There are times when it sounds like a herd of cattle are rumbling through her living room and kitchen. Those are the two rooms that the common wall separates, the kitchen and the living room. Each time she takes in a new boarder, that dog needs to get acclimated to their new surrounding, which usually is accompanied with barking, pacing back and forth, and when outside, barking at anything. And if you have a dog, you understand that can be natural behavior, right? Whenever you take your dog to a new location, new residence, your friend's house, whatever, you know, they might be a little reserved, might be a little nervous. That's understandable. Outside, when I got my dog 4 years ago, I put in a 4-foot chain link fence. So when my neighbor lets her dogs out, one of the dogs that she owns, about a 60-pound dog, big dog, he can jump up and put his paws on top of my fence. It seems to be a pretty aggressive dog. They say it's because I wear a hat when I'm outside, but I'm not sure about that. But anyway, it was enough of a safety concern for me. It would bark at me or my dog when we were outside. It would growl. It would pace back and forth. So it was enough of a safety concern for me that I put up 6-foot privacy fence. And it was quite an expense, but I felt I needed to do that. The dog still barks and growls at us, but I don't think he can jump over a 6-foot fence. And when she boards dogs, these dogs are like any dog. They're in a new area. They may be a little reserved. They may be nervous, whatever. They may be aggressive. I don't know. But that 6-foot privacy fence seems to have eliminated that issue. That was a safety concern. Regarding waste, if I don't clean up outside after my dog, I had one dog. If I don't clean up after it, after a couple of days and then I go out there, it amazes me how much dog waste I see outside. And I just have one dog. Can you imagine cleaning up after 4, 5, or 6 dogs? What if you don't? I have pictures that show that she doesn't pick it up, that there's waste on her deck, that her yard is covered in waste. I have a picture from today. And the yard is just covered in dog waste. Cleaning up after her dogs outside is not a regular occurrence. And it could be months in between cleanups. I don't know if that would be a health issue. I know during the summer when it's hot, it doesn't smell that great. I did search around. Plano appears to have a 3-dog limit, and Oswego appears to have a 4-dog limit. I've looked at the ordinances online. I'm not an attorney, so they're kind of written, a little gray area. But from what I understand, and I talked to an alderman from Plano, there's a 3-dog limit, and Oswego has a 4. That's excluding if there's puppies, less than 5 months old in Plano, less than 6 months old in Oswego, I believe. So those don't enter into the maximum number. So in Plano, there's 3, and from what I can tell. And in Oswego, there's 4. As far as a resolution, I don't think it's a wise use. Mr. Jensen wrote this sentence. I don't think it's a wise use of our law enforcement's time responding to complaints that could be resolved by having a clearly defined ordinance. For example, how do you prove how many dogs a person is boarding? If I call up the police and say, hey, my neighbor's boarding, the ordinance is 2, my neighbor's boarding 4, the police are going to come over, I'm guessing, they're going to talk to the owner, my neighbor, and now we're going to get into a debate on how many dogs are you boarding? Well, I know the maximum is 2. I'm boarding 2. Well, what are those other 2 dogs? Oh, those are my friend's dogs. I mean, I can see where you get into this debate. How are you going to prove that? I think if there's a clearly defined ordinance, that would be more efficient. I would like to see an ordinance like the ones found in nearby similar-sized communities. A limit of 3 dogs, at least in a multi-unit housing structure, like a duplex. I know Plano has 3 maximum dogs in a single family residence and in a multi, like duplexes. The maximum number of dogs would include boarding up to a maximum of 2. So if the maximum number of dogs is 3 that you can have, and you're boarding 2, then you can only have 1 more. Whether you own it, you're watching it for a friend, you're rescuing it, whatever the case may be. I believe a homeowner is entitled to expect a certain quality of life when they purchase a home in Yorkville. I didn't purchase my property 18 years ago expecting to live next to a doggy daycare in town that is having a negative effect on my home value and my quality of life. I thank you for your time. It's the first time I've ever been in front of the city council. My dad used to be on the council. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, and I would like some kind of a response within a reasonable amount of time. Please.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Terulis. Roll call.
Terulis.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Merritt.
Aye.
Polk.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Polkhauser.
Aye.
Thank you. James turned every evening. I didn't realize I was ever
recording.
I thought she missed one.